Welcome to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, CEO of Academia Edu, and today we are diving into a white paper that's, well, kind of spectacular, honestly, but remember, I'm here as your neutral host, not to endorse or critique, just to explore and explain. Today's focal point is white paper Autonomous Robotic Fire Suppression Systems, ARFSS, Design, Validation, and Applications in High-Risk Environments by Roger James. So let me set the scene for you. Is there anything scarier than a rapidly spreading fire in a massive facility, a ship, or maybe even a high-rise building? The stakes are high, seconds matter, and the traditional solutions, like sprinklers or waiting on a fire brigade, sometimes just aren't up to the task, right? That's where this paper's subject kicks in. Autonomous Robotic Fire Suppression Systems, or ARFSS for short, the main question. Can we really trust robots to detect and tackle fires faster, better, and more efficiently than anything we've had before? And what could that mean for places where the consequences of a fire are unthinkable? Let's get into the heart of it. What actually is an ARFSS? The white paper takes us through the Unifier Flame Ranger TM-ARFSS, apparently the most widely deployed system of its kind, which is already in use at over 230 sites worldwide. This isn't some science fiction thing. It's operating daily in settings like recycling facilities, ro-ro ships, that's roll-on, roll-off for the maritime fans, aircraft hangars, historical landmarks, and more traditional fire suppression methods. You know, often blast water everywhere, sometimes causing more damage than the fire itself, or just react too slowly. Fires can double in size every 10 to 60 seconds, which is wild when you think about it. Autonomous systems like the Flame Ranger flip the script. They're on 24/7 using advanced sensors, high-powered stainless steel robotic nozzles, and custom software to find and douse a fire within seconds, often under 15 seconds, actually. That level of speed, it's designed to nip fires in the bud, save property, save lives, and even reduce the environmental impact by using less water. Now, I said I'd stay neutral, but you gotta admit, the testing is impressive. This paper doesn't just describe the tech, it details years of rigorous lab and real-world testing by heavy hitters like the US Naval Research Laboratory, Jensen Hughes, RISE in Sweden, Thomas Bell Wright, and even the EU's Lashfire project for ships fire scenarios with wood pallets, flammable liquids, and all sorts of ship and industrial layouts were simulated in these tests. ARFSS units located and started extinguishing fires so fast that even experienced firefighting crews couldn't keep up. Let's break it down a bit. How do they work? The Flame Ranger system uses a combination of detection methods, pairs of infrared flame detectors, thermal cameras, even hybrid sensors. By triangulating incoming data, the software pinpoints the fire's 3D location, then uses high-flow robotic nozzles to aim adjustable streams right at the heart of the blaze. The system decides when to stop, shutting off when the fire's out. Not only is that efficient, it also means less water damage and fewer toxic runoffs. Plus, you can override or control these devices remotely with a joystick, smartphone app, or computer, kind of like playing a high-stakes video game. The paper also compares ARFSS with two related systems, remote operator models, which rely on humans watching and responding, and automatic fire monitors, which can act automatically but aren't nearly as accurate or fast in their targeting. ARFSS stands out for precision, speed, reliability, and all this without recurring monitoring fees. And again, the author absolutely hammers home that point. In high-risk, large-scale environments, every second matters, and true autonomy wins. But how about costs? Yeah, there's more upfront investment for autonomy, mainly the detection and electronics hardware. But the claim is that, in the long run, you see substantial savings by avoiding catastrophic fire damage, operational downtime, and all those headaches that come from traditional suppression and cleanup routines. The annual maintenance is a bit higher compared to manual systems, but the argument goes that's minor compared to the benefits. There's also a fun little digression in the paper about how the terminology for smart fire monitors isn't even settled yet. People call them robotic nozzles, water cannons, all sorts of things. Honestly, you could see some epic arguments at an industry conference about that terminology. But naming aside, the trend is toward greater automation, smarter controls, and more integration with facility systems. So, for you as a listener, maybe you manage a site, maybe you're interested in engineering, or you've just got a healthy respect for what technology can do in emergencies, What does this research mean? It means the era of waiting for alarms to ring, then hoping someone responds fast enough, may start to fade in high-risk sectors. Autonomy could make fires something that's dealt with before they ever become a crisis. Let's wrap up. Roger James and the teams he's referencing aren't saying ARFSS are perfect or a cure-all, but the evidence shows they massively boost resilience where seconds and precision count. This paper encourages further reflection and isn't some gospel truth, but it's clear the future of fire suppression, and maybe safety in general, is getting a robotic, smart overhaul. All right. That's it for this episode of In Depth with Academia. Hope you enjoyed this high-tech journey. And remember, I'm not recommending or endorsing anything. My job's to bring this research to you in a way you can think over for yourself. Until next time, I'm Richard Price, and please stay curious.